Joining us right now on the show, Sam Amico, AmicoHoops.net. Find him on Twitter, at AmicoHoops. He joins us right now to talk about NBA free agency, talk about the NBA World's Championship, and that the Toronto Raptors won it. Sam, thanks for joining us today, friend.
Ken, thanks for having me. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. I've missed you greatly, and I do sincerely mean that, brother. Can I ask you something? I've made the argument now for an hour and 40 minutes that there should be no asterisk next to the Toronto Raptors Championship. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. There really is no asterisk next to any champion. You win a championship, that's all you care about. And you know, you talk about injuries, which we've heard about with the Cavaliers before in 2015 and the Warriors this year. This goes on throughout history. In 1988 or 9, when the Detroit Pistons beat Magic Johnson's Lakers, and Magic didn't play in that series. I don't think James Worthy played in that series because of injury. They truly are part of the game, and it really does show you why and how it's so hard for a team like the Warriors to win three straight championships. That's why teams typically don't do it, because your body has to last from October until the end of June, or the middle of June, every season. So it's just tough to win three titles when and hold up in this league, because there's so many games and they've got to do it for so long. You need some luck.
Do you want Kawhi Leonard to stay in Golden State, or are you of the belief, he's a sentient being, he can make his own decisions, and we'll have fun regardless?
I think he's going to make his own decision, but I think he is staying with Toronto. I think that, you know, I've heard from around the league, and it's been reported a couple times that he's probably going to sign a shorter-term deal to remain with the Raptors, maybe a two-year deal with a third-year ability to opt out. But, you know, I'm always for, and this is just personal preference, I'm always for guys staying where they are. I think it's better for the fan base. I think it's better for the league in general. It creates a competitive balance. And, I think, hey, you win a championship, what more do you want? They can pay you more than anybody else if you just won a title. To me, it would make the most sense if he were to remain there. But free agency is free agency, and as we've seen in the NBA, there's never any telling what might happen.
Well, that's a great thing, and I've never seen a player pull the rug out from under himself. Well, what are the chances that they could repeat in 2020, the Toronto Raptors? Because I think I got a sneaking suspicion here, but go right on ahead.
Yeah, you know, listen, so much is going to happen this summer, either one way or the other. If nobody leaves or nobody goes anywhere, which is a possibility, you have to think the Toronto Raptors are the favorite going into the season. They've got the experience, and now that they've got the championship win, they've, you know, that which is invaluable, that experience. Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, Serge Ibaka, all of these guys now have won a championship, know what it is, and are going to be more confident going into next season. And you put Kawhi Leonard around that team, or that team around Kawhi Leonard, and yeah, you've got an excellent shot. But everybody who said before this season, Ken, well, the NBA's no fun when you know who's going to win it all. And I understood people thinking that. We all thought, okay, the Warriors are winning it all, no question.
Uh-huh.
This should be a life lesson, is that you never guarantee anything. And anybody who thinks that way is really going to enjoy next season, because there's going to be 5-6 teams without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson for the majority of the season. There's going to be 5-6 teams that have a real shot at the championship next year.
Oh, there's actual parity there. You're right. Sam Amico joining us on the show, AmicoHoops.net. Follow him on Twitter, at AmicoHoops. Well, say if Kawhi left after this year, it's one championship, I don't think I'd put Toronto back in that mix again. Could I make the argument then? And would it justify the Kevin Durant argument where, if Kevin Durant wasn't there, you wouldn't have won the championship, and Kawhi was already gone anyway, so he knew you didn't really have much outside of him?
Well, you could make the argument, yeah, if you take the best player off any team, you could say they wouldn't be winning the title. But as far as Golden State goes, that's going to be a very interesting situation too, Ken, because Durant's out for the year probably. I mean, if he comes back, it's going to be next June. You know, and who knows if he'll be the same player, and who knows if he'll even resign there. you know, he's going to get offered the max from everybody. So what's happening with Golden State is if Durant should re-sign there, Klay Thompson is going to re-sign there from by all accounts, including his own dad. They're going to have their two, you know, two of their three best players on the sidelines for the entire year and not be able to have any room to wiggle room under the salary cap to sign anybody else. So, you know, you may be seeing Golden State next year, that the end of this dynasty, so-called dynasty, you may see them next year celebrating like Jackie Moon in semi-pro and saying, you know, hey, we won fourth place. You know, I mean, that's, they're going to have a really tough season next year because they're going to be handcuffed salary cap-wise and not have two of the three best guys. I don't know if that answered your question. I kind of went off on a tangent there.
No, that's what, no, because it leads me into the next one because of Kevin Durant. Do you think that, does he feel the love now? Bob Myers openly weeps in the press conference about Kevin Durant, where there was almost, where it seemed that they made him a scapegoat up until then. Does he feel the love and reconsider staying in the Bay Area, or is it just a programmatic non-fit now?
That's a great question. That really is a great question. You know, you would think,
damn right. Thank God.
I'm pretty sure that Kevin Durant decided on his own, I'm going to play. But, you know, I think that there was some, maybe some pressure from the organization that said, look, we feel that you're okay to be out there, and he wanted to play, so they gave him the go-ahead and said, yeah, let's do this. And as long as he feels like he's gotten the support, but I, you know, from the organization, I think that he would be willing to return. It's going to be very interesting to see who, you know, the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, Golden State, who's going to offer him the max deal, and he's, you know, you're paying him next year $38 million for a red shirt. And who knows what it'll be like when he comes back at 32 years old, coming off Achilles surgery. I mean, we saw DeMarcus Cousins was not the same. Kobe Bryant was not the same. It's going to be very interesting. I still think Kevin Durant will be very good. I think most people throughout the league think Kevin Durant will be very good. But, Ken, I mean, you're talking 32 years old, Achilles surgery.
Yeah.
He could be top 20. You know, he may not be top 5 anymore. He may be top 20.
Wow.
And there's a lot to think about if you're the Golden State Warriors or New York Knicks or whoever offers him the max. I think you got to be careful because we saw the Lakers did that with Kobe Bryant, and they have not recovered since.
So did Thursday mean that that it's Kawhi Leonard's league now?
I think so. I think so. You're the best player on the best team, you know, and look, I don't know that anybody else could have won a championship with that Raptors squad. I think you had to have the perfect all-star, you know, and he really was. He really fits there, and he really knows how to win big games and come through in big moments, and he's just amazing. I mean, if you remember just watching that game in the first half, I was like, where's Kawhi Leonard? He's not here. He didn't show up. And then the second half, the guy just does everything right. And I just think, yeah, you know, people don't want to put him in the same class with LeBron James and Durant and those guys, but and I think that's because he's very stoic, as we know. His personality is not, he's not flashy. But I think he's right there with those guys. I really do.
Sam Amico with us on the show. Check out his website, amicohoops.net. Where's Kyrie going to end up?
You know, I would have said Boston before, but I think it's going to be Brooklyn now. I think that he's been, you know, signing with Roc Nation, with Jay-Z, which has the ties to the Nets. I just think the more I get to know Kyrie and see what he's doing, I just think he lives in a land of discontent. He always wants to be somewhere else, but
yeah,
he had a really good situation. So I think he will. I think he'll go to the Nets.
What about Anthony Davis? Where's he going to end up?
I almost think New York. I really do. I think that David Griffin is the Pelicans GM is using some of these other offers from the Lakers and Boston to kind of drive up the price. I think the Knicks could offer him the number 3 pick. They don't have the young players that that some of the other people do, but I think that Griff, you know, might end up liking that deal best because the Knicks could get a third team involved, and then Griff would get some more picks and young players that the Knicks don't have. But this is a wild guess, you know. He's really negotiating, having a lot of conversations with the Lakers and the Celtics, and I think the Clippers could possibly sneak in there too. But I think the Knicks are going to be a dark horse in that with a three-team trade. Chicago's getting involved as a third team in that, and they have a lot of young stuff to offer. So I think that it's a long shot for him to go to any team at this point because they're still talking. But if I had to take a wild guess, I'd just take New York.
Is trading how much of a nuclear option is trading LeBron? Is that even possible?
I mean, if I'm the Lakers, I would certainly consider it. I think that they did think about it. Jeannie Buss thought about it, but I don't think you can do it. I don't think you'll get back what, you know, you won't get back his value in a deal, and you certainly are going to have a hard time making money work and get back his value. And at the same time, if I'm, say, the Memphis Grizzlies, I don't want to give away my young assets for, you know, a guy who's going to be, what, 34, 35 years within the next year. I wouldn't want to do that. Other than if I think I just want to sell tickets for 2 years. That's all I care about.
That's the only thing. Sam, that's the only thing. If you're trying to win, I think that there's no way I'd trade for him. I know that he's him and he's an icon. The assets, everything you have to give up, everything that comes with him, he's a siren song now. I hate to say it. At 35, you have to prove it to me because now there's an injury, and now I start to wonder if that's going to start to mount because he's played at such a high level for so long. Sam, I thank you very much for joining us. All the best to you, my friend. I hope to talk to you again on this show very, very soon.
Thanks for having me, Ken, and it was a pleasure to visit with you.